I wish, and in some cases, I suppose there are examples we could give where things are black and white, up and down, in or out. You know, it's one way or the other.
That's very specific.
This is the way it is. Mm-hmm. And too many things to me, there's too many gray areas. And I understand that because depending on what the topic is, you can get into opinion and personal thoughts and discussions. And obviously when one person's opinion or thought is opposite of yours,
it's getting away from facts and more into views.
Yeah.
Eh?
And the question is, and this is what this debate is going on now, of course, what is fact and what is opinion? You know, could we say, for example, would we say it's fact is the sky is blue? You know, on a general purpose, most people say, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, someone's going to say, yeah, well, what color blue?
To which there's always one of those.
To which I would say, well, it's sky blue. In fact, I think Crayola used to have a crayon that was listed as sky blue, you know, things like that. So you could do that for a lot of things, you know. The grass is green. Well, yeah, what color green? You know, somebody always would. But anyway, but there are a lot of things I discover that, and I've got a couple of examples that just throw this kind of, to me, conversation into these the areas. And a lot of it sometimes is what you say and what you do, and especially when it comes to trying be a parent and directing a child, or it could be anything, a teacher directing a student, a coach directing a player. You know, you're telling him one thing, but the player notices that maybe you're doing something else, or you're questioning of why it seems to be different for somebody else. You're telling that player one thing, but this player gets away with that. You know, it's always tough.
It just comes down to just do it.
Exactly, which is one of the great things about being a parent. Anyway, so here's a couple examples, and maybe I'm off base in these examples, but let me just throw these out here. For Governor Whitmer yesterday issues the executive order to allow professional sports. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, wow, you know, this probably is a pretty extensive executive order. I mean, of all things that have to be talked about and, you know, venues and participants and the way that the public and the sports players themselves. And really, no, it was like basically three items in this executive order. The no live audiences. And all activities have to be conducted pursuant to the safety guidelines of the CDC in the state of Michigan.
As we would expect.
And my favorite, participants maintain 6 feet of distance from one another to the extent compatible with the sporting activity. That, I'm trying to think of a sport that allows that.
Tennis.
To an extent, although if you've got two players rushing the net, There's at some point you could meet. I'm thinking golf.
Yeah.
Because you could really separate on that. But
right.
You think of your four majors. It's not going to happen in baseball. Baseball might be the most of the four that could have some separation. But I'm sorry. Home plate with a pitch, with a batter, with a catcher, with an umpire. Holding runners on base. Even defensive plays. Runners sliding into each other. Things like that. It's just, that's not going to happen. Certainly hockey, football, basketball, there's just no way. So why even put that in there? Is it in there just to make us all feel good and think, yep, we'll be okay as long as we can play sports, as long as we keep that 6 foot distance as best as possible? And we have to get close, we'll get close, but then immediate separation. I just think it's going to look hilarious in some cases. And of course, my mind thinks this way, and this goes back into the gray areas, or, you know, this is what you're supposed to do, but yet, wasn't it just a few weeks ago, with great respect to you, Governor Whitmer, maintaining 6 feet of distance, that you were marching in Detroit in support of some of the protests of things that were going on, and locked arm in arm. Might have been wearing your mask, Governor, but there was no 6 feet of distance. In fact, there was no 6 inches. There was physical touching going on. So you can do that. But in sports, you have to maintain proper 6 foot distance. It's just, it's
a challenge.
It's just not going to happen.
In hockey, they're pretty well clothed in gloves, and if they had a mask, a shield, you know, a face shield, I could see where hockey might be able to get away with
some
it.
Some suggest that the uniform and some type of thing in football, but getting up close and personal sometimes, you know, in your head-to-head, there's...
Yeah, basketball, you know, that's not altogether
boy, that's,
different.
Yeah,
different.
Basketball, wrestling, good luck on that.
And soccer, they get pretty close, too, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, the seemingly outdoor sports, there might be distancing in soccer, you know, if players, but at some point, you got to get together. Anyway... The other example I have is this. And this just frustrates me, too, because you think that there would be some kind of definitive fact on whether or not this is appropriate. So there was a report released yesterday that now nearly 1.1 million stimulus relief payments have been made. 1.1 million payments, which total $1.4 billion to dead people.
$1.4 million to dead people.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of money. And it goes through the process of what's going on, why it's going, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the last word in this story says this, and this was online. I think I saw this. It was in either the Free Press or News or whatever. It's not even an attribution to the story. It's just part of their little news items. While the government has asked survivors to return the money, it's not clear they have to. We still haven't figured that out.
That is still
up in the air. For all the hubbub, and I know that we've had talks about how in Washington some of the legislators are talking about this being a problem and demanding action to make sure that, and the IRS themselves sending out money if you receive it in an envelope. We talked about this. Remember those? And when I got my stimulus check that came in an envelope because I received it in the mail, a check, the envelope clearly states, well, I can't remember the exact wording, but, you know, if deceased or whatever, check this box and drop it back in the mail until you get it returned.
Mm-hmm.
This story yet says it's still not clear that they have to. How can we still be at this point? Again, it's either yes or no.
We thought it had been decided, I guess. There's a question.
But remember, the original legislation wasn't written this way. We went round on this yesterday when we talked about the prisoners and people in jail receiving this, that the legislation clearly didn't state that they shouldn't receive it. And some tax attorneys are saying they should be able to keep it. The IRS says, though, according to using the Social Security rules, you should give it back. And then we found a part of the story that says some prisons are intercepting this money because the government is telling them to.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to a home address, they can't touch it. It just frustrates me. You think there would be a clear, definitive yes or no answer, and this is the way it should be, and this is the way it shouldn't be. But yet, we continue to deal with this kind of, I don't know. Like I said, it just, we need more of the, and make a decision, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
I might disagree with it, but at least make a decision and say this is the way it's going to be.
Right.
You know, here's the presentation of the facts. The facts are that stimulus checks are going to dead people. Should they receive them or not? You might agree, you might disagree, but somebody in official authority make the decision and say this is the way it's going to be. You might not like it, but at least you have a definitive
a policy.
Answer.
Set it down.
Set it down. And this is why when we get into political action and legislation that's passed and laws and things like that, why we have elections. You might not like it. You protest. You make your voice known. And when the election comes along, you don't like it. You vote somebody else in to vote your way. Or you run for office yourself.
That's another option.
You can do that, too. I'm not doing that.